You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Companies delaying payments by more than 45 days to micro and small enterprises for goods and services purchased from them will have to provide additional information in a revised MSME Form 1, according to a July 15 notification by the Ministry of Corporate Affairs. The half-yearly form, introduced by the government in January 2019, so far required buyers, also referred to as specified companies for delaying payments, to share information on the amount due, date from which it is due, and reason for the delay under the specified companies, furnishing of information about payment to micro and small enterprise suppliers order 2019. Next up, Tezpur Airport will see a temporary halt in the flight operations starting October for 1.5 years for maintenance works, a senior official has revealed. The flight operations will be suspended from October 1, 2024 to March 31, 2026. The official added, quote, "This is due to the resurfacing works of the runway along with other projects to improve the facilities at the terminal," end quote. The Tezpur Airport sits next to the Tezpur base of the Indian Air Force, where its runway accommodates both commercial flights and fighter aircraft operations. While the flight service will be on halt in Tezpur, the authority is considering providing helicopter services from Tezpur to Guwahati. However, this is yet to be finalized. In other news, amid massive backlash, Karnataka Chief Minister Siddaramaiah has deleted a post on the social media platform X, which announced 100% reservation for Kannadigas in all Group C and Group D jobs in private companies in the state. However, Karnataka Labour Minister Santosh S. Lad on Wednesday clarified that job reservations in private firms in the state are capped at 70% for non-management roles and 50% for management-level positions. Santosh Lad told ANI, quote, "If such skills are not available amid locals, people can be outsourced and they can be given work here. But the government is trying to bring in a law to give preference to locally available skills if it is available here," end quote. Moving on, in a bid to enhance passenger convenience, the Delhi Metro Rail Corporation has introduced a check-in and baggage drop service for international flights at New Delhi and Shivaji Stadium metro stations on the Airport Express line. The collaborative effort with Delhi International Airport Limited, DIAL, Air India and Vistara Airlines enables international travelers to check-in and drop off their baggage at the metro stations, making their travel experience more convenient and streamlined. Previously available only to domestic passengers, this service now allows international travelers flying with Air India and Vistara Airlines to check in their luggage at metro stations. The DMRC has invited more airlines to join this initiative, aiming to further benefit travelers. Up next, Donald Trump reduced the corporate tax rate from 28% to 21% during his presidency and intends to further reduce it to 15% if elected again this year. Now, Trump proposes lowering corporate tax to 15%, potentially cutting the US corporate tax by nearly half. In a wide-ranging interview on business and the global economy on Bloomberg Business Week, Trump says that if he wins, he will allow Jerome Powell to serve out his term as chair of the Federal Reserve, which runs through May 2026. Also, Trump wants to bring the corporate tax rate as low as 15%, and he will consider Jamie Dimon, chairman and chief executive officer of JP Morgan Chase & Co., to serve as secretary of the Department of the Treasury. In another development, Mumbai's first underground metro rail corridor is all set to commence operations from July 24th. The announcement for the opening of the corridor, also known as Mumbai Metro Line 3, was made by Bharatiya Janata Party's General Secretary, Vinod Tavade, said on July 17th. Tavade tweeted, quote, "Mumbai's first underground metro, Aqua Line, is starting from July 24th, which will give new impetus to the speed of the city," end quote. This 33.5-kilometer underground route, also known as the Colaba-Bandra Seeps Line, will link South Mumbai to the western suburbs, alleviating pressure on the city's suburban railway network. Recently, the Research Designs and Standards Organization completed successful trials of rolling stock for Metro Line 3. Lastly, Asian Paints on Wednesday released its fiscal first quarter earnings with a profit drop of 24.6% on year during the first quarter of FY25. The profit was recorded at ₹1,186.79 crore as compared to ₹1,574.84 crore reported during the corresponding quarter of FY24. It posted revenue from operations at ₹8,969.73 crore, down 2.3%, as against ₹9,182.31 crore. During the same period last year, the company EBITDA stood at ₹1,693.7 crore. Amit Singhle, Managing Director and CEO of Asian Paints Limited, said, quote, "Demand conditions for the paint industry were tough, impacted by the severe heatwave and general elections in the quarter," end quote. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.